Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
Here's my thing with the Cubs. Going into the postseason, you look at what teams are vibing, what teams are playing well, and I look at that offense. For so much of the season, that was the thing that drove them. That was their strength. It's great that they're in the postseason. Now I'm concerned about how they're going to be able to score runs once they get there.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
At 25, I became a beat reporter. And 27, I'm on TV every day, but also an MLB insider. It happened really fast, but you'd rather take it a year too early as opposed to saying, I'm not ready yet. I'll let that opportunity pass. And you never know when it comes back around.
Russell Dorsey on 670 The Score.
The Score.
Russ Dorsey joins us live in studio. And see, the temperature is different now. The heat turned off. It was a temporary thing. You can keep your hoodie on.
Please. Please do. Please do.
That's hate.
On Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Now it's to the point where if you play the first note, he's touching the zipper of his hoodie.
Stay ready.
You guys practicing this?
No, let's not practice that. Let's just
play during the segment at some point. And we'll see if it happens. This segment, by the way, Talking Baseball with Russ, is brought to you by the 2026 President's Cup. Russ is the insider for baseball for Yahoo. He works on the broadcasts for Apple TV+. He's an excellent person to talk to about, the playoffs next week.
Yeah, kind of important. Before we get to the playoffs, you guys talked about people jumping in the river. Did you guys talk about Bubbly Creek?
No.
What's that?
Oh, man, Robbie, it's another Russ history lesson. All right, so the reason that people for so long didn't jump in the river or swim in it, so from 1860 to like the 1940s, you had the stockyards, right? And they would dump all the, waste, right, and stuff into the river. And the river would bubble up.
I learned this on the architecture tour.
And so it's the reason that, like, the idea of people swimming, even 100 years later, is wild to me. With all the bacteria and pathogens, XYZ. So, when you hear somebody, maybe a long-time Chicagoan, talk about Bubbly Creek, when you're walking past the river, that's why.
That's why they're calling it Bubbly Creek. Okay, yeah, that makes sense, actually. I did learn that on the boat tour.
Now
yeah,
I know.
My boat tour guide tried to tell me, though, that buildings were built on the remnants of a lot of the fire and whatnot. And I'm like, yeah, physically, that's not possible. Like, you can't build buildings like these without getting into actually sound.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story, Layla.
Yeah, Layla. Mrs. O'Leary's cow says...
Oh, yeah, and we don't even know necessarily if it was a cow. That's the other part.
No, that was completely made up.
Yeah, but I'm like,
letting facts get in the way of a good story.
Oh, in this case, absolutely.
right.
But yes, I like the history lesson and the discussion.
All right, playoffs.
Getting back to the playoffs, and I did watch the dumpster fire that was the Tigers and Guardians
game last
night. Let's
point and laugh at Robbie.
Here are the foundational problems with what we saw last night. Your stopper didn't stop in Skubal. Like, the guy who we thought was the insurance policy of all insurance policies of starting pitchers in the American League didn't do the thing that we trusted him to do. Cleveland, a practical miracle in modern baseball, comes back from being down, 15 and a half games. They make up that deficit and then owned the tiebreaker at the end of the night. That place was absolutely electric at Progressive Field in Cleveland.
Imagine what it's going to be like tonight.
And in thinking of all of this, you know what I thought to myself? The trade deadline decisions that were made. When 41-year-old Charlie Morton is your big addition, that tells you how tight the market was, if we all have discussed as a show. But also, fortune favored the bold and the teams that did actually make acquisitions, even if some of them didn't turn out as well as they would have liked.
And that's where I'm always leaning towards. I'm a big proponent in fortune favors the bold, especially in baseball. No, you never know what's going to happen because baseball is baseball. But at the same time, if I had to guess what a 41-year-old's going to do, it's probably do what Charlie Morton ended up doing, which was get DFA'd.
At 36, Charlie Morton wanted to retire.
Like the idea that everybody's going to be Justin Verlander, everybody is going to be your Clayton Kershaws, where you can get near your upper 30s and early 40s and just shove, like that's not real. Like the idea that is sustainable is unrealistic. And so for the Tigers, their big question going into the deadline was, who's going to pitch a game two for you behind Tarik Skubal? And because you didn't address that, you might not even make it into the postseason. Like, there's a real possibility that the Tigers, after being the best team in the American League for almost 5 months,
ain't gonna be game two
are not going to be in the playoffs.
They're not.
And it's their own fault. Like, I hear what you're saying about Tarik Skubal. Tarik Skubal's been the best pitcher in the world for 2 years. Like, you can't put it all on that guy. But yes, you are expecting, all right, we needed to get a game, and we got our guy on the mound. And then the Guardians do what the Guardians do. Death by a thousand cuts, bunt single, another bunt. Skubal tries to be Mark Burley, flip it between his legs, ball goes over the first baseman's head. Like, everything that can go wrong did go wrong for the Tigers. And when things are going your way, like it is for the Guardians right now, you have innings like that where ball doesn't leave the infield and we score 3 runs.
And that's who they are. That's who they are as a team fundamentally. I got 2 words for everybody. Jose Ramirez.
Really good player.
As long as that man exists, respect the team.
It's crazy how things have started to line up. The National League has just been fascinating to me because the Arizona Diamondbacks were left for dead, right?
Cooked, if you will.
They were out here sitting in the back alley like some old pizza thrown out in the dumpster.
They were throwing the pizza out.
they were the ones
throwing themselves out into the dumpster.
They threw a 3/4 pizza out into the dumpster.
They lost their free agent acquisition to Tommy John surgery and Corbin Burns. They lost Lourdes Gurriel to a torn ACL. They traded Josh Naylor at the deadline, traded Eugenio Suarez at the deadline. And here they are with a possibility of getting into the postseason. Now, everything has to go their way over the next 5 days. But the fact that you've given yourself an opportunity, even with all those things that we talked about, it's amazing.
Yes. And also, I have money on them making the playoffs from a month ago.
And their position, I think, in their division specifically, can be used as whatever storyline people want to tell. Like, for example, well, the Diamondbacks were the wild card in the playoffs, and they made it to the World Series. Yeah, because they were arguably in the best division in baseball. They were the wild card, but they had a better record than the Cubs in 2023. You know, that's the example illustrated there. And in this case, I think it's the same thing. You're probably not as bad as it feels being the third place team in the NL West.
Yeah, like the way it could shake out. Let's say the D-backs don't make the playoffs. Depending on what happens here with the Cubs and Padres over the next 5 days, like, we expect that the Cubs are going to host, but it's only a game and a half difference with 5 games to go. So it could go either way. Like, the Cubs could have to fly to San Diego next week. So it's fun. That's what this time of year should be, where you're watching games every night. People are scoreboard watching, your standings watching, and then you have, you know, Tigers fans up in arms like Robbie, crying themselves to sleep because their team blew a 15.5-game lead.
But time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Up success and the Tigers record peaking when it did relative to the rest of the league mirrors the timing of the Cubs record peaking relative to the rest of the league at the same time. When we look at the numbers since June, it's been roughly 500 baseball.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that the Cubs have in their favor, they have five games left. The Padres only have four games left because the Padres have a day off tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it's important to have that game in hand, win that game tomorrow, and then you really control your own destiny in terms of the wild card.
Can I introduce you to an alternate ending for that?
I love the Choose Your Own Adventure book.
Well, here we go.
Turn to page
38.
All right.
Two games left with those Diamondbacks that we just talked about, and a three-game set in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Padres, equidistant to the Cubs and the Dodgers. Padres win the West. Can you see it?
Sure. My hesitance is that the Mariners have gotten really hot all of a sudden. They can't lose. If you're the Dodgers, should be wary.
And they got still two games with Arizona, who finds themselves looking right at it.
That's why I always push back against the schedule people of, they have the easiest schedule. Then it does not matter. You have the Mariners who look like, will they even make the playoffs about a month ago? And now they're going to lock up the two seed in the American League. They got over the hump and finally beat the Astros. And mentally, I think for them, beating the Astros to win the division and do that for the first time since 2001.
Yeah.
I think mentally they were like, oh man, we did that. Like, we've been waiting so long to do that. And I think that's going to propel them the rest of the way.
Are you kidding? They've had two rebuilds now to get to this point since then.
They haven't won a division title since 2001.
That's a long time.
Long time.
But even when you consider like the last 5-6 years for the Mariners, you know, they've had two runs at this since then. And they finally were able to do so on the second time around. And as we say at the trade deadline, when you think you have enough, get more. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
The Mariners were all in as we talk about the current state of baseball last week of the season with Russ Dorsey, who joins us in studio for the full noon hour.
For the first time in like 2 months.
Yes, welcome back.
Y'all don't rock with me.
It's Raheemy Harrison Grody. Mark Grody joins us at 125
from House Hall. We've been here.
I don't know. Yep, Ray, I don't think Ray rocks with me anymore. No. I don't think Robbie rocks with me anymore.
Don't do that. Wow. You know I rock with
you. You're lashing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you vote on the awards?
Yes.
American League MVP.
That's not what I'm voting for, though.
Ah, oh, that's right. You said you wouldn't know until later. Correct. Now you know.
Okay, so if you could.
My feelings haven't changed on it. I'm trying to decide how I verbalize it because I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions who have never voted before. But I'll say this. I think Cal Raleigh is having a phenomenal year.
That means you're definitely going to judge.
I think, one, consistency matters. And I think it is a full season award. And I think when you look at the full season and the full body of work, Aaron Judge missed almost 3 weeks and still has better numbers outside of home runs than Cal Raleigh. And I think that has to count for something. I understand the argument about we've never seen a switch hitter hit this many home runs. We've never seen a catcher hit this many home runs. But it's not the home run award. right? Like, it's the most valuable player. Now, if you're saying Cal Raleigh is more valuable to the Mariners than Aaron Judge is to the Yankees, okay. I would disagree.
That's a tough argument to make.
I would disagree, but that's probably your best case besides, because I don't think the home runs is a good argument. Like, he has almost 60 home runs as a catcher. Cool. That's a great season. But I think how every individual voter determines value is what's going to matter. I think Judge ends up winning, but I think it's going to be the closest vote we've seen for MVP in a while.
If Raleigh breaks the American League home run record, I think this conversation changes. Not your opinion, but no. I think the
overall voting. Does he have enough time to do that?
He has, what, 57?
Yeah.
So he'd have to hit 5 homers in the next 5 days. Which, when he came to Chicago, he definitely did that. So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
But Seattle and that place being as hard as it is to hit anything out of the park, it's not like here. And that weekend, that series here was
You know what's
hot.
Fascinating to me, guys? That we've had so many people be the batting average defenders of, oh, these dudes can't hit, and you're going to pound on the table for a dude hitting 240. Now, this is not me knocking Cal. He's hitting 240 with 60 pumps. And a guy who's hitting almost 330 with 50 doesn't get the love. After everything people have talked about batting average over the last couple of years, we've changed the rules.
No, you're right.
So that guys could have higher batting averages. Right. And a dude that's hitting, he hit 400 for 3 months. And over the course of the full season, he's hitting 330 with 50 homers. Like, come on.
His average has been the most impressive part to me, Judges.
Like, I think
been the most impressive part.
Consistency matters.
He hit singles sometimes that just go over the
fence. There was a stretch of like a month plus where Cal hit .160. Still hitting the ball at the ballpark, but he hit like .160. So I think these are all things you have to factor in.
No, that's a very good point. Russ Dorsey joins us for another segment here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Russ doesn't just talk about baseball. We want to get Russ's Bears thoughts, too. And especially since we had a little bit of breaking Bears news earlier, so we will give you that information if you missed it as well. That's all next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.